The KK Has Issues conversation is presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
It's Super Bowl week, and why wouldn't we talk with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, ParamountSports.com. You can find him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. It's all about Paramount Sports, Super Bowl props, and winning money in our last football opportunity of the year. Hello, Mr. Sterling. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm real good. Now, tomorrow night, about 7:30, 8 o'clock Eastern, may not be so good. So I normally do about 55, 56 shows a week, so I've got 61 shows. Ooh. And 8 TV broadcasts that I'm doing through Zoom.
Wow.
So I am locked and loaded. So I'll feel real good when I walk out Friday night to go home. But I have a feeling I'm going to be very tired.
Well, I know it's Super Bowl weekend, and a lot of people love to get in on props and the game and everything else. And I know that it's a short-lived football season at this point, but if people want your expertise on some of these things, these prop bets can be a pretty good way to win some money, can't they?
We haven't had a losing year in the last 10 years. So we've won the game 7 out of 10 times. We've gone 10 straight years winning on the prop bets because I have so much time. When things slow down, I don't know what it is, but generally, not 2 years ago in the bowl, but almost every other year, when it slows down, I can look at individual games. I can really spot some things. So, I mean, last year we finished on a 13-3 run through the Super Bowl and hit both the national championship game and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. This year, since the start of bowl season, we won 26 out of 35 games. So, looking to put the cherry on top on Sunday, if they want to get the game and my top 10 prop plays, normally it's $197. Last year, I put it up for sale for $97. I'm going to do even one better. This year, you can get the game, top 10 prop plays, my 5 UFC selections, and we've won 27 out of 38 fight cards. And last week, we had a 50-unit underdog that submitted her opponent. I have a 40 and a 50-unit selection going on Saturday night, and one of them is a plus 200 underdog. Mm. So the underdog last week was plus 120 that tapped out her opponent. It was Juliana Pena. I've got a plus 200 underdog, which is a 40 to 50 unit play. You'll get all 5 of those selections. College basketball and NBA, which is hot again. We had a couple rough weeks, but the last 2 weeks have been really good. And my hockey, I started doing hockey this year, hired someone who I tracked last year. His name is Jack Bond. Did I tell you about Jack?
Yeah, sure did, yeah.
Okay, 35-20-1 the gate. 35-20-1. He graduated law school. All he does is study it. I get texts throughout the night. My wife thinks, you know, I might be cheating on her or something. I'm getting so many texts. He's so into it. So I think if his girlfriend who graduated law school wanted to make love 5 or 6 times a week, he would tell her, honey, we got to slow down. Maybe 2 times a week because I'm so into this hockey. So
we got a big bet going on. It's the third period. Hang
right.
on.
I never watched so much hockey in my life. And the best part is when you get some of these totals, even if you have, when you get, have like a 5.5 and it goes over, you feel great. The game's done, no matter what part of the game you're in. And if you get to 6, and we've had quite a few sixes, as soon as it's 3-3, game's over. It's someone's got to win.
Right.
So, yeah, so been a lot of fun there. So, Super Bowl game, top 10 prop plays, 5 UFC selections for fight night Saturday night. College basketball, NBA, and hockey for one whole week. It's called my 1 week all access pass, just $97. ParamountSports.com.
That's fantastic. I love it. All right, before we get
and the plays are texted. We're texting to everyone. So you'll get them texted. Weekdays by 2 o'clock, weekends by 10 in the morning.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, before we get to some of these props and the big game, before we started today, you have some thoughts about, you're really into college football. I mean, NFL right. and college football are your wheelhouse, but you love college football as much as anyone I ever know. You have some thoughts on the KU offensive coordinator leaving and the replacement that came in?
This is a recipe for disaster. I mean, chances of it working almost nothing. So I've seen this act before. I'm going to give you an example. Two coaches at Miami, what did they do? I think it was Al Golden and also Randy Shannon. They knew that they were close to being fired. They needed to do something with the offense. What do? They fire the coordinator and they replace him. And you can't, the pool of candidates that are going to accept a position where you really only have 1 year to turn it around is so small. So what is Les Miles? He goes back to someone he knows, you know, and probably, you know, way past his prime. And I just don't think he's real creative. And I don't think he's, you know, I don't think he's the guy. So you knew there was trouble when the offensive coordinator doesn't leave for like Tennessee.
Right.
He leaves for Middle Tennessee State. So,
and you know what? I credit the guy, Lee. It's a good career move because yeah. he was going to stick around for a year and be out of work and it was going to look bad and they're not going to score any right. points next year at Kansas. So go somewhere where you can build your resume scoring some points, you know?
Right. And in 1 year, he might be the head coach of a team. He might yeah. be able to be, let's say, head coach of Troy or something like that.
Yeah. No, I give him credit. I am not or he, optimistic.
You know what? I'm gonna throw out a curveball. He does so well at Middle Tennessee State, he might be able to come back and be head coach.
Well, it's going to have to be somebody cheap, Lee, is what they're going to have to do because they just announced yesterday they are $30 million short this year in their athletic department from where they've been because they say COVID, but they've just gotten clobbered in basketball without the seat licenses and the ticket sales. $30 million yep. light is not going to afford Kansas an opportunity to spend a lot of money on a football coach.
So how perfect would it be? You know, maybe he was in high school, the former offensive coordinator, a couple years ago. He ends up at Kansas. He then goes to Middle Tennessee State as the offensive coordinator. And if Les Miles gets fired, then they turn to him. They can get him for, you know, $1 million.
Yeah, cheap. You know, it's going to have to be cheap. So I think that's where they're going to go. It's going to get really interesting.
If you're making, let's say, $150,000, $200,000, you know, other coaches in the conference might be getting $3 to $5 million, but right. $1 million would sound good to me, right?
Sound pretty darn good, wouldn't it? Yeah, it's going to be an interesting story, Kansas Athletics, over the next few years because they're clearly on the decline in basketball because of all this investigation stuff. They're not recruiting. They're not paying their players like they were, so they don't have the players coming in. And then I think they're going to get hammered, man. I think the NCAA is going to come down hard on them, and that's the revenue cow for that athletic department. So it'll be interesting to see if KU fans stay in there, keep buying tickets, keep spending money and stuff if basketball falls right. off. Keep your eye on that story over the next couple of years. It's really going to be something. Let's talk a little football. We're not going to give out the game. The sure. game's available on your service. Again, with the UFC fights, your 10 best props, and the hockey for just $97 at ParamountSports.com. But by and large, this is as you build up Super Bowls, this one's pretty interesting because it's probably the last time Mahomes and Brady will play. And I say probably because we don't know how long Brady will play. But this is their fifth meeting. They're 2-2 against each other. And I thought Tony Romo said something really interesting this week, Lee. He said, look, this is the biggest game Patrick Mahomes will ever play in his life because he's on a mission to catch Tom Brady's 6 Super Bowls. And the best way to do it is to beat him head-to-head to keep him from getting number 7. If the Chiefs lose, Brady has 7, Mahomes has 1, he's not going to catch him. If the Chiefs win and Brady has 6 and Mahomes has 2 and he's 25, I think we could all see a scenario where he could catch him. This is a huge game for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, even if Tampa Bay loses, Tom Brady's already the winner. Bill Belichick right now.
Yes, I mean, you're right.
If you say who won and that, it looks now like it was Tom Brady's team the last 20 years. Yeah.
No, I asked you that before the season started. You whipped my tail on that one, buddy, for sure.
Yeah.
Took me to the woodshed. But this is
– Well, coaches are important. Yeah, coaches are really important, but – without him, I just, you know, what we're seeing is the reason we're going to have 15 to 18, maybe even 20 new quarterbacks for the 32 teams in the NFL this year is because they realize that Tom Brady and then Patrick Mahomes set the bar so high that you realize if you don't have a top 10 quarterback, you don't have a chance. You can put the best players you want around them. You're not going to get to that level.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I love this game because of it. And I know you're expecting, as a lot of people are saying, you're just expecting a very good close football game, aren't you?
Right. I am. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think I can win on the prop plays too. So let's talk about a couple fun ones.
Okay. All right.
So I know you got a dog, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. You've never bet a prop play on a dog concerning commercials, have you?
No, I have not. I have not.
Okay. Okay. So they now have a prop play, and I checked it out in the four different sites where I play offshore. How many commercials will have dogs in it? Over under is 4.5. I'm taking the over.
Yes.
4.5 minus 250.
Any dog. Easy. It doesn't have to be dog centric. There could be like a dog in the background.
In the background.
Anything.
Easy money.
Wow.
Play the over. Yeah. All right. So
I love that.
There's one. There's the cross bets. And the basketball ones are tough. You know, we could have a canceled game. There's a matchup going on Sunday between Liverpool and Manchester City. So Liverpool won last year. Manchester City is leading the Premier League this year.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing on Sunday before the game.
Okay.
And I watch a lot of this Premier League soccer. And you can bet Tampa Bay touchdown scored to goal scored in that game between Manchester City and Liverpool. I think it starts at like 10:30 in the morning your time. I think Tampa Bay is going to score more than Liverpool. Liverpool right now is a shell of themselves. They have to drop back on defense to protect a couple guys that are out on defense. So I think it's going to be a defensive struggle, even though they're really good teams. I'll actually take the Tampa Bay touchdowns. I think if they score two or three touchdowns, Tampa Bay, you might have one. This might be a 1-0 or 1-1 game.
Yeah, three touchdowns seems likely for Tampa, and that would do no worse than push the thing. If they scored a fourth touchdown, you're going to win that thing. Yeah,
right.
That sounds real good. I like that, too.
Like that one a lot.
Yeah.
And there was here's one more. Sarah Thomas, official Sarah Thomas, got her first female official. Will she wear her hair in a ponytail?
Oh, God.
Or up in a hat? I think it's a ponytail. I think here's what's crazy. And I was the first, when I first started seeing female officials in the NBA and football, I'm like, okay, let me really judge them. And to be honest with you, I think they're great.
She's terrific.
I think there's five in the NBA. There might be one that's average. The others are really good.
Yeah.
And I've watched Sarah Thomas. I think she's great. I think she's going to let it all hang out and wear her hair in a ponytail.
Right, this
I'm
is
taking
interesting.
Ponytail minus 300.
I like minus 300. So the question is, how many times has she done it before? Now, here's what I'm going to ask my wife is, because she wears, when she golfs, sometimes she leaves her hair out, sometimes it's up. If it's raining, what do you do? Because there's a chance for rain. And so if it's a rainy day, does the hair go inside the hat?
Yeah, you're true. Yeah, I might have to look. I haven't bet it yet. I might have to look at the
this could be weather-related on this one. How about that? All right, what's next?
Yeah, you're going to have to tweet out what your wife would say there.
Okay.
How would you wear her
hair? I will, because I don't even know the answer to that. I have no clue.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Me neither.
Next up.
Okay. Now let's go on to some player props. Right. So if Kansas City wins this game, I think two guys on offense will be successful. Number one, it's going to be Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce, they have him at over 100.5 receiving yards. So I thought they were going to put it at like 88, 90, 92. It's there for a reason. So I went back and watched the last six games of both teams, obviously, especially week 12's game between the two teams. The Tampa Bay linebackers are really good at blitzing. They are really good at making tackles in space, but they cannot cover worth a you-know-what. They are awful in coverage. So Travis Kelce is going to have a huge game here. Sammy Watkins always seems to be under the radar. When you forget about him, what does he do, Kevin?
He went off in the Super Bowl last year. He goes crazy. Yeah,
okay.
He likes big games.
So last year, postseason, three games played, 14 receptions, 288 yards.
Yeah.
He averaged 20.6 yards per reception. This year, he did only average 11.4 yards per reception on 37 catches, but 2018 postseason, two games, he averaged 17.6 yards per reception. So I'm going to play him twice, over 10.5 receiving yards in the first reception. I think he'll catch something for 15, 20 yards. And then I'm going to go over 32.5 total yards in receiving for him. Now, if you like the other side, I think you got to look at the style of play. First game, Tampa Bay only ran the ball 13 times. They were way behind. Tom Brady throws 41 passes. Their sweet spot, when they're in a game, Tom Brady, between 29 and 35 passes. Hence, I'm going under 39.5 total pass attempts. Also like here, I think they're going to run the ball a lot more. I like Ronald Jones. He's finally healthy. I like him over 32.5 total rushing yards. And how about this? Over 10 receiving yards. He only has to catch one ball for 12 to 15 yards. And remember, Tom Brady, he threw to New England running back James White, who holds the record for most receptions by running back in a Super Bowl. So those are some of the player props that I like. And going against a couple players, I don't think Chris Godwin is going to be as much of a factor. Usually guys that have pretty big games in the championship game, and with AB coming back, Chris Godwin, he might catch 40, 50 yards in passes, but 77.5 yards seems a little high. Also under Devin White, under 9.5 total tackles and assists. I think with Patrick Mahomes at quarterback, a little bit different. I think that he might make, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 tackles, but not above 9.5. And Leonard Fournette, under 51.5 rushing yards. I think that with Ronald Jones being healthy, I think he's going to be more of a minor role player there.
Yeah. I like that a lot, especially if the Chiefs were to get a lead, the Bucs wouldn't be able to run the ball as much. No. 51.
Oh, here's one too. MVP. So you can't bet either Brady or Mahomes. Right. I mean, they're like,
doesn't,
you know,
pay anything.
One, even money and 2-1.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you two long shots that if they hit, you can join me, and we'll be gone for the next 4 or 5 months in one of these islands in the Bahamas. We won't be coming back.
Okay.
For Tampa Bay, Jason Pierre-Paul.
All right.
And he, listen to this reasoning. He's already won a Super Bowl. Not going to be caught up in the moment. Had 11.5 sacks this year. Plays better usually in postseason. 9.5 the year before in only 10 games. If he, say, gets 2 or 3 sacks, and let's say forces a fumble or picks up a fumble and goes for a touchdown.
Yep.
66-1. Okay, I think it's worth a shot.
Okay.
And how about Daniels? Everyone's going to play Honey Badger if you're looking for a long shot on defense. But Honey Badger, the odds just aren't good. How about Daniel Sorensen at either 100-1 or the field 150-1? 5 interceptions the last 2 years. He likes to, you know, cut in front of the receiver and, you know, take a shot on it, pulling in an interception and go to the house. If he catches, let's say he has 2 interceptions, one's for a touchdown, a pick six, and the other can be even, you know, a Hail Mary the end of the game or the half, hey, 100-1 or 150-1, I'll take my shot.
That's interesting. What is Matthew's number? I don't even know what his odds are.
I think it's 40-1.
Okay. Some value there. I was asked on a different show, if it's not Mahomes or Brady, who for each team? And I didn't give a specific player for the Bucs. I said it would be somebody on the defensive line that gets 3 sacks and one of them is a strip sack or a fumble or a touchdown. I said for the Chiefs, it would be Tyrann Mathieu. I think most people are thinking kind of the same thing. There is another player that nobody knows about for the Chiefs that I think is really good and could be a big factor in this game. It's the rookie corner, Legarius Sneed. He was the 16th corner taken in the draft this year. But he rates out by Pro Football Focus as the number one rookie corner in the league. He is really talented, and he is a ball hawk. If he winds up being, if it just comes to him a lot in this game, he could make a huge difference. He could, and 3 games ago was the first time he ever blitzed. Okay, corner blitz. First, he'd never done it in college. He hadn't learned it yet as a rookie with the Chiefs. He's got sacks now in 3 games in a row. When he comes, he's got you. He's too fast and too powerful. When he blitzes off that edge, he's going to get you. L'Jarius Sneed.
If he gets a strip sack and picks up the ball and goes for a touchdown, let's say the game's 27-24 like it was last time. Hey, the winner of the MVP, believe it or not, the last 20 years, 20% of the time, four times, has been a defensive player.
Wow.
And, here's something on the other side. The offensive tackle who will be blocking.
Remmers?
Yeah. When he last played in the Super Bowl.
It was not good.
Who was the guy that got the MVP? Von Miller.
Yes, that's exactly right. He gave up three sacks that day.
A lot of interesting subplots here in matchups.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely, for sure. Okay, so I only made one prop bet in the AFC Championship game, and I never felt better about a prop bet in my life, Lee, and I lost, which you knew was coming. So here's why. I thought it was going to be a close game, right? And Patrick Mahomes' rushing yards was only 14 yards. When a game is close, Patrick Mahomes always has two or three runs in the fourth quarter, always in a close game. It's how they move the chains before he makes his big throw or whatever. Well, it wasn't close enough. They were beating him, and they were beating him up, so he never ran the football. The number was artificially low in that game because he had the toe injury and the concussion. A lot of people thought, well, he just won't run. No, he'll run. If he's playing, he's going to do what it is that he does. They just had too big of a lead. So I would tell people, I don't know what the number is this week, but if this game is close, Patrick Mahomes is probably going to have at least 20-something in rushing yards, maybe 30 or 40.
Yeah, the only thing you have to look out for is remember the Super Bowl last year. Remember he went backwards like 15, 25 yards?
Yeah. Yes.
Right at the end.
Yeah.
And he was way over the number, and it turned out the under hit.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely got to be careful of that one for sure. So, but I like
that's one I would probably stay away from.
Okay. Well, where were you 2 weeks ago?
You didn't ask me about it.
I know I
did. My best one is Tom Brady under 39.5 pass attempts.
Okay, that's your favorite prop there.
Even if Tampa Bay's trailing in the game,
right?
They're going to try to run the ball. They're probably not going to be behind 17-0 like last game.
Right.
And they don't want to get into a shootout.
Yeah.
They want to get into a one-possession game.
I like it. I'm going to play it. I'm taking your advice. I'm going to play it, and I'm going to tell everybody to go to ParamountSports.com and get hooked up for the one-week all-access plan for $97 with multiple sports, basketball, hockey, UFC, Super Bowl props, and the game, just $97 at ParamountSports.com. That's awesome, dude.
Yep. Should be a lot of fun, and check it out. Check me out on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. And I don't know if I told you this. I do a daily podcast every single day. It's called Locked On Bets on the Locked On Network. Started by David Locke. He does the play-by-play for the Utah Jazz. They have, if you go there, they've got someone who does a daily podcast Monday through Friday on every NFL team, basketball team in the NBA. I think it's 41 colleges, hockey, and also baseball. So you can listen to a different podcast every single day. I do what's called Locked On Bets, and I give out three or four selections every single day. So just go into the Locked On podcast and you can hear that every single day. And that'll go on every single Monday through Friday the entire year.
That's awesome, man. Thank you. Good luck this weekend. We appreciate you joining us as always.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, sir. There's Lee Sterling. ParamountSports.com is the website, and it is a great deal. $97 for 1 week all access. How many sports is that? Football, you get the game, the props, college and pro basketball, hockey, UFC, it's all there. Five different things for an entire week. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, $97 at ParamountSports.com. I've had a fun year with Lee Sterling joining us talking about some of these props. It's going to get more interesting when they legalize gambling in Kansas and Missouri, which is coming, and everybody gets the app on their phone, and you can play $5 a game or $10 or $20, whatever you want. And people will be more engaged in some of these things. It's really growing in the states where they've legalized sports gambling. People are finding out that it is more fun than fantasy football. It is more fun than fantasy football. Fantasy football kind of stinks, just to be honest. It's just such a crapshoot. You don't know what's going to happen with your players. You don't know who's playing. You got to follow all this stuff. Man, when you can just play games and watch the game and enjoy the game and root for a number, it's a lot of fun. As long as you're not wagering more than you can afford to wager, it is all good, in my opinion. So we appreciate Lee Sterling, and we think it's only going to grow from here in Kansas and Missouri. Looking forward to that. Very, very much. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports on Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.